remember to be nice until it's time not to be nice.
No.
But I'm Tim, and this is Flipper Flix.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tim.
You're what?
Sam.
She's it sounded like Sam. You said Tim.
No, Sam. I didn't enunciate Sam. Very well, because when it came out, I was like, it was just Am. I'm like, that's Sam. Cool.
Yeah, that's good. That works.
So we definitely know her name now.
Yeah. Had to clarify it.
Sam. Yeah.
Sam.
Can you tell we recorded these episodes back to back?
No, we didn't. This is ruining the magic. Definitely not near each other. Fuck yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
if you haven't figured it out, which you probably haven't, the movie was Roadhouse.
I don't think I would have gotten that from fuck yeah.
No, that quote though is very iconic from that movie.
Yeah.
Well, see, I would have gone with a different one.
Which one?
You're not as tall as I expected.
Yeah, but that's like in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
I know.
True.
I just they kept saying it. Anyways,
or
sorry.
I expected you to be taller, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
butchered it, but yeah, sorry. I you were supposed to do the synopsis, and I.
Oh yeah, no, you're good.
I did my interrupting thing.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Roadhouse, classic film, I guess.
Roadhouse.
Allegedly, I'm just kidding.
Allegedly, yeah. I actually have no idea how well it did back in the day, but I feel like it did well because everybody talks highly of this movie. Mm-hmm. It fit our category of triple digits, so it's an hour and 54 minutes. It's from 1989, and here is the whole shebang of a synopsis.
Wait, what day was it released?
I don't know.
May 19th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My birthday. Very nice. Yeah.
It's like, damn. So here's your synopsis, though. This is from IMDb. I watched it on Netflix, but that's I think where it is. But
yeah, it was free there.
Yeah.
A tough bouncer is hired to tame a dirty bar.
Adam was hoping you would use that synopsis.
That's the one I really wanted you to use, yeah. Because
it's
like
just so ridiculous for what the movie is. It's like you made it sound like this dude's coming from somewhere to tame a horse. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Break a horse or some shit. I don't know.
And
yeah,
as far crazy. As it doing well, like, I mean, it did bust its budget, but the budget was only like $15 million. And, you know, Patrick Swayze brought in his own clothing, most likely. So, like.
Most likely.
I mean, he was shirtless most of the movie.
Most of the movie.
But
at
anyways.
At a certain point, I feel like we had to make this tangent right now. At a certain point, I feel like they were just looking for reasons for him to be shirtless. Like,
oh, yeah.
Doing Tai Chi randomly, and you're like, what?
Dude, the dude had bodyguards with him, like, when he wasn't on set because he was getting, like, mobbed by women that were fawning over him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's those dance moves, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the original tagline for this, you're going to love this one, Sam. The dancing is over. Now it gets dirty.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
That sounds like Dirty Dancing, though.
Well, so this movie came out right after Dirty Dancing. This was his following film.
So it's a sequel.
Yeah. I told you it was a sequel.
I've never seen Dirty Dancing, but, you know.
You got to see it once. I mean, there's a watermelon in it.
Yeah, I carried a watermelon. Classic quote. That's a quote.
That's a literal quote in the movie.
But we are here to talk about Roadhouse. And I was shooketh to see Sam Elliott not with white hair and actually have flow. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
His flow is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His flow is beautiful. That is goals right there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Keith David was the bartender. You guys remember Keith David, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He was like the prophet in not Riddick.
Are you talking about one of the bad guys or
No. He was the good bartender. He was the bartender that replaced the bad bartender.
Okay. After you said prophet in Riddick, I get what you're talking about now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You he's also Goliath
like,
in
I don't think
Gargoyles.
He's a prophet, but I know what you're talking
he's
about.
He's like yeah.
He's just a religious guy.
Yeah, he's the religious dude. He's also Dr. Facilier.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing voice, and they didn't even use it.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Fuck yeah.
You know, who's not fantastic. The Double Deuce owner. The guy is so creepy. Anytime he's on screen, he's a lizard man. I was like, please take him off screen. Like, this is wrecking my vibe.
Yeah, something's weird about this guy.
I don't
He, like, creepily, like, watches stuff happen, and he's like,
I hate it. Yeah, it's not good.
Like, when he raised his fist, I was like,
what?
You did take a punch. I'll give you that. Also, the short, chubby guy was the only one that seemed to be able to do any, like, actual physical damage until, like, Jimmy came in. Like, of all of the goons in this movie, he cut Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was the only one that... And then at the end, he's the last one standing.
Yeah.
The polar bear fell on me.
Fucking fantastic line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
And he, like, freaks out, like, shoots the polar bear as it's falling on him.
I know. He might be in it. And then there was another bigger bouncer in the Double Deuce. And I'm like, are these... Yeah. Did they just, like, recruit Chumley's... I don't remember the Pawn Star guy.
Yeah.
But it looks like the guy from Pawn Star.
Yeah, kind of.
And I'm like, the fuck is happening? This movie was probably around before that guy was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is.
I have no idea.
But how about that barn?
That barn is sweet.
Yeah.
I'd live in there.
I'm just going to say that would be a very serviceable Airbnb right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can go pet the horses.
You'd have to add air conditioning. People would not.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
People are just not,
me. Well, I sweat at 72 degrees Fahrenheit, so.
I mean, yeah, I do too. I sweat constantly.
I know.
I mean, I would be the person that opens all of those big fucking windows and sleeps like that.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
That's fair.
Yeah, and he has
a barn like that one day.
He has like 5 punching bags, I swear.
Yeah.
But, oh, shit, the owner, Emmett, he has the... What would you guess a normal name in real life? Or would you guess his name is Sunshine?
His name is not Sunshine.
His name is literally Sunshine.
Oh my goodness.
And he's in Tremors, if you've ever seen that.
Yes. Yeah, doesn't he get his head?
I don't know. I've never seen Tremors.
He's in the ground and it's just his head sticking out, I'm pretty sure.
Sunshine with
his head. I didn't know that until you said that, but that's the guy I picture.
So Tim's like, I'm going to connect the fucking dots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without you having to tell me.
I bet that's him.
Oh my goodness.
Go find out.
And speaking of names, what is Dalton's first name?
No idea. Do they ever say it?
It is his first name.
Nope.
What's his first name?
If you look at his medical record for one scene and one scene only, you can see his real name is James Dalton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't it kind of weird that everybody knows him though? Even like the bouncers,
we
like
were back talking then, about
like
that.
Social that.
Media and stuff. Like, how do they know?
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude, that's Dalton. He's a bouncer.
Cooler. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna say Jasper, Missouri. First off, don't know where the fuck it is, where the mountains are. Second off, would not know anything about Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's far.
It was just weird as shit. Like
Missouri only knows about Arkansas.
Well, yeah.
Or Illinois.
Yeah.
Based on the 6-month stint in Missouri. Those are the things that we knew about.
The states that directly touch it.
Yeah. We're not talking about Tennessee. Yeah. That was just crazy. And I also appreciate that the other shithole bar that they mentioned is Dayton, Ohio.
Dude, right?
I was dying. I was like, of course.
Did you guys think that Cody was like the guitarist. Did you notice that like he's kind of weird on set? Like he kind of always just stared forward on set. He's legally blind.
Oh, okay.
So he just knows how to play guitar.
That's pretty cool.
They brought him on and he did it. What's funny is, so I found out that James Dalton is his real name because of like the fucking paper, like from the IMDb. Mm-hmm. But I even have a note that Dalton doesn't even have a last name. Actually, he has one that is his last name.
He just doesn't have a first name.
Yeah. So the Double Deuce was explained as a sweep up the eyeballs at close type of bar.
Yeah, that was an interesting way to describe it.
Right, yeah.
Also, why would you go to it? Like, I would never have stepped foot in that place. Maybe once.
Well, yeah, I mean, You mean the state before Patrick gets there, or adult use there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, there would be no reason to go in there.
Like,
you'd walk in and you'd know. I mean, just pulling up like he did. They're giving him shit for driving his Mercedes or whatever. You know, it's like,
Yeah. I loved how he just sat there watching all the fights happening. He's like, I'm not helping.
Yeah.
I could help.
Oh, yeah, he was analyzing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and yeah, you'd know right from the cage around the band that... That might be a tip off that, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here.
And that was, you were saying that was the first time you've ever seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
In a movie before. She's never
or
seen that.
IRL.
Well, I think that's less of a thing in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. The stages are farther away.
Back in the A days.
They just put fences around bands?
Yeah, because people threw too many people got beer bottles hit in the head.
Mm.
So yeah,
figured it out by the way.
Nice.
Was it him?
Was it Sunshine?
So he's not the one that has his head sticking out of the ground. He dies up in a tower.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't want to come down.
Oh.
So he's sitting in a tower with a rifle in his hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor Sunshine.
No, such a classic.
Now Tim, as our martial arts expert.
Okay.
How did you like the fighting scenes?
I actually liked it. I mean, it was obviously more choreographed than anything. I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, that's how they were, you know, like that very much like quick cuts to like the hits and stuff, you know, because they're not actually punching. So it's like, you know, and the sounds added in and everything.
And, oh, like, that
you're
those
never,
sound
you're not
effects,
catching
man.
Somebody's fucking punch. That's never happening. That's not a real thing that can happen.
I think I could catch Sam's.
Well, it depends. Like, yeah, okay. So Patrick turns to like punch Sam Elliott, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not an experienced
probably
fighter.
not a real punch. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why that I chalk that up to like he's not actually trying to hit him, and so he catches it, and it's like, you know.
Hey man, I caught your punch. Yeah.
Like
man.
If somebody full on punches at you and they know how to punch, you're not stopping their hand. Not
with that angle too. Like you could stop it, but it like
straight lines are strong.
He also
angles
had,
are weak.
I was like he popped it stopped like perpendicular.
Like, yeah, exactly. You'd have to full on have your arm like fully extended.
Two straight lines.
Even then, it's not gonna feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like in a standard anime, everything would explode when the two fists punch each other, right? That's how it works in real life.
But I did also appreciate that the camera wasn't shaking like crazy.
That started in the late mid-90s.
Yeah, when nobody knew how to fight, and so everything had to look ridiculous because they shook the, you know, or like they make it more realistic by shaking the camera and then they go way too above that. And it's just, so I really appreciate in this film that they don't do that because I love that that's coming back and people actually know how to do what they're doing in the films usually.
So I think Tim's going to love this because of that comment. Patrick Swayze is actually a trained fighter.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And same with Jimmy.
Jimmy.
That makes sense.
And they hated each other when they first started this movie. But as they did their fight scenes together, they grew to like each other because they enjoyed being able to fight with somebody that knew how to fight.
That knew how to fight, yeah.
And then at one
Why
point.
Why did they like each other, I wonder. But
probably because Patrick Swayze is like. That-
Came together, yeah.
Yeah. It was a meat cute, but
meat cute, yeah. Meat cube?
Cutes of meat? Wait, I said it wrong. So he at one point Jimmy was not pulling his punches. Patrick Swayze walked away like battered and bruised.
Oh man.
He ended up getting so injured that he had to pass up on Predator 2.
Oof.
And another film. But instead he did Ghost, which was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know what that is.
It's probably not. If Sam like, knows what it is and you don't, I have a feeling of I know what type
like
of movie it is.
It's like a romance with, I just know him and Demi Moore are in it.
Isn't that the, like, isn't yeah, that the,
Demi Moore and I'm just going to walk away now.
Isn't that the movie that with the vase where like they're doing the vase together?
I have no idea. I know
I'm
nothing about
sure
this movie.
Pretty sure that's that one.
I think
it's called Ghost.
Yeah, and I think the cover
is 1990.
Isn't it like glowing? Like
yeah, they're
so
like
weird.
Like
I can
like
picture
inverted colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's definitely Oh shit, I've seen this.
Wow, the only one who's seen Ghost here.
I was right. It is the vase scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He's fucking shirtless in this goddamn scene.
They just like to make him shirtless.
You know, I mean, girls need eye candy too, right?
I mean, he's not that shirtless in Dirty Dancing. I feel like it's only once in a while.
He's not. That movie is for families.
I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to go watch it and be like, okay, he's shirtless just as much.
I would say it's over under on 50%. It's over in this movie.
Maybe he had it written into his contract.
I need to be busting the nips.
Out. Oil, slick with oil, at least 50% that I'm on screen.
I did enjoy at the very, very beginning of this movie, he's like, let's take this outside, man. He's like, all right, let's take this outside. And then he just walks it outside.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. I tried to find out if cooler was an actual term for bouncing, and it's really, I think it's literally from this film, and that's it.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
What word?
Cooler.
That's what he's called, the cooler.
Oh, because it cools down the situation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let me explain it to you.
Well, I felt like there were a lot of good lines in this movie. Like, I was like, I don't know if I was supposed to be laughing as much as I was, but like, I just was like constantly laughing because I was like, oh, that was actually really funny.
Right.
So I appreciated that. Whoever the writer was did a good job.
You're too stupid to have a good time.
Exactly. See? This makes me laugh. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the antagonist real quick. Brad.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So Brad is going to put his ass up on the wall, just like all his other trophies, including a polar bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, that's not normal. But he also gets tempted. You can?
I actually just recently learned that you can, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Very limited, I believe, but.
Yeah. I was going to say, but he gets 10% of the profits from all businesses.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he blows them up.
Yeah. You know, then it's like.
You know you're down to 0%, right?
He's not good at math, okay? Oh, my gosh. He's also not very good with love because he treats Denise like shit.
Yeah. And Doc.
Yeah, and Doc.
That's her name, by the way, Doc.
Yeah, that's just her name. Just Doc.
Wait, I thought they called her like Jennifer Clay or something.
No, her name's Doc.
Who was the Jennifer Clay lady?
Nobody. That name doesn't exist.
No, there was somebody called.
It's not a real name.
It's fake.
There's not words you're saying.
There was somebody called something Clay. Maybe that was like in the past when he killed somebody. Maybe that was
now,
a
see,
girl or something. I don't know.
We are doing to you what Brad did to Red's building.
Yeah, exactly.
Gaslighting you.
Yeah.
So let's go on and talk about Red real quick. Red's real name is Red.
I love that for him.
And Red West is also in the movie Safe Haven. He's still doing movies.
Did we watch Safe Haven?
No, we watched the different one. Well, we might have watched Safe Haven.
No, we watched The Lucky One. It's another Nicholas Sparks movie.
Anyways, that's irrelevant. He was a member of Elvis Presley's Memphis Mafia.
Oh, nice. So he was making a bunch of money off Elvis.
Yes, he was.
Well, good for him.
Bad for Elvis.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I will say that Dalton, in his fight scenes, clearly watched Raiders of the Lost Ark before he fought people. He's just ripping out tracheas and shit.
Yeah, just waka.
And he just like holds it too. I'm like, bro, you know you got like human remains in your hand.
Right. Yeah.
It was like when he gets to the end for Brad and there's like that moment where he's like about to like claw him.
Yeah, his like hand like, yeah. Indiana Jones, like the death hand. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But then
and Brad like knows what it is. He's like, he's like staring at his hand like he's gonna kill me by pulling out my throat.
And then then Brad gets murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm like, what is happening? Like first shot goes off. Okay, all right, yeah. Brett came in, Guy burned down his house. I get it. Oh, Red's there too. Oh, Ford guy's there. We're all fucking here just going to shoot him with a goddamn shotgun.
But they didn't see anything.
Nothing happened, man.
Just a polar bear fell on just that polar one bear guy. Fell on him.
You see anything? No, I didn't see anything. You see anything? No, I didn't see. I was like, oh my God, make it end.
We're literally going to, yeah.
Are we going to go through all four of them? Yeah, yeah, we are. Cool, 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 cool. Also, yeah, there's like a line of dead corpses from what Dalton did.
Right.
Definitely. Just
leading up to the...
You can't rip Jimmy's trachea out, but I'm okay with you murdering all these other people.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like he kills all the henchmen, but then he doesn't kill the main dude. That happens all the time.
That pisses me off.
Like, are you serious? Like,
henchmen's lives just get destroyed constantly. But yeah, once you get to the final boss, it's like, well, he mercy could be good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yeah. It's a mess.
So it's satisfying that the other guys take him out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah. So real quick, before we get towards the end, because I know we're getting near the end here, let's talk about the sex scene, because we all know Tim loved it. You know who else loves this? Bill fucking Murray.
What?
He loves it so much that he calls Kelly Lynch's husband every time he's watching the movie to be like, hey, I'm watching Patrick Swayze like lay there naked with your wife.
That's so weird.
Apparently he's
friends. Where do you even find that out?
It is the number one IMDb fun fact about this movie.
Oh, man. That's
if you're in the trivia section, Tim's like, I don't believe this.
I believe it, but I want to see it for myself.
The internet's a wild place, man.
And the guy who created the Razzies wrote a book back in the 80s and 90s, because the Razzies came out way earlier than people realize.
Yeah.
It's the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you. I'm not that crazy. I'm crazy. I'm well aware of that. But he wrote this as one of the top 100 most enjoyable bad movies.
I kind of get it, though.
Yeah.
There's parts of it, like the too long sex scene or the Tai Chi. Like, there's just unnecessary parts of it. But, like, I feel like the good makes up for the bad. Like, I wouldn't necessarily call it, like, a bad movie. Because when I think of a bad movie, I think of, like, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Like, The Room, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Like, I don't think Zombies? It's really in that realm. But I can see the parts that are like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's, for me, it takes a turn when it goes from like the bar stuff to like a revenge movie.
Yeah.
I'm now a Rambo.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have done without that.
Yeah, it takes away like the reality of like who he was and what it was about. It just turns into like this dude that's killing people now. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's really not the vibe he gives off in the first half of the movie.
It's supposed to be that he broke.
Yeah.
He unleashed the beast.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I do enjoy watching old movies like this for the clothing. Patrick Swayze alone was in his Dirty Dancing uniform
it's
in, like,
literally the
minutes.
Same fucking clothing.
And then he's wearing, like, khaki high-waisted or, like, white high-waisted short pants. And I'm like, I don't know that that's a good wardrobe choice for this job. Especially because, like, the floor is sand, the outside is sand, so I don't know, I thought that was funny. And then obviously some of the women's outfits with like the shoulder pads and stuff, like I just always like to see the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now Tim, do you have any other notes? are you flipping this on? Wait, Sam, are you done with your notes?
Mm-hmm.
Now Tim, are you flipping this on?
Are you doing the ratings first?
I am all out
He's
of
all
whack.
Discombobulated today.
Oh, you know, the critics gave it a 41%. Wow. Audience gave it a 66. IMDb with a 6.7 out of 10 and Google with an 82. So, yeah, this movie was not well received when it first came out.
Yeah, so that would probably make it more of a cult classic then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
which
did.
Which is what I thought it was.
But. Yeah, so what was funny was he ended up, like, passing on two movies that did way worse than Ghost because he had a busted knee. He, as in Patrick Swayze.
Right.
He busted his knee in this film.
Yeah, and wait, before we get to the ratings, I completely forgot to tell you the director's first name is Rowdy.
That's amazing.
His name is Rowdy Harrington.
Rowdy House.
Rowdy Harrington. Rowdy House would have been way better.
Yeah.
Also, I don't get Roadhouse as the name. That's it.
I think it just, like, when I picture it, I think of he's just constantly traveling, so it's like...
He's on the road.
He's on the road. He finds, you know, he lives on the road, basically.
He lives in a house on the road.
Along the road, on the road.
Beat him
up. That's my only guess. I have no idea.
All right.
I'll go with that.
That sounds close enough for me. Now, Tim.
Mm-hmm. So, as awkward as this film can be, I actually gave it really high scores. I gave it a 4 for everything. I probably shouldn't have for pacing, just because it's long, and then they add in that back half that is just, you know, kind of a different movie in general. But I also said the music was good and the cinematography was good, because really the cinematography, there's not much to it. But it was good because they didn't shake it up and
That's like a big
make
thing
you crazy.
For you. Mm-hmm.
The music just fit for the era, I think. That's it true. Wasn't anything like special, but I couldn't knock it. Staying at a hotel, I said no. I mean,
really?
It's one of those movies. It's like I was on the fence about that because I was like, I might, but I might not. It just, I really kind of have to be in the mood for it, I think. And if I've seen it recently, I probably won't want to watch it again. But it still gave me a flip on, and I would think it's a flip on for most people.
Yeah, for me, so I had like pacing and vibe and plot. It's kind of like a 3 or like a meh. Like for me, like those parts were just not like reading just the synopsis. I would have been like, pass. I'm not watching that movie.
Yeah.
The vibe, just not my vibe, man. I mean, it is Patrick Swayze. I do enjoy his films. But yeah, I just said it was in the middle. But I liked the dialogue a lot, so I gave it props for that, which is big for my algae rhythm. So it's a flip on for me as well.
Nice.
And yeah, if you like Patrick Swayze shirtless, this is definitely the movie for you. And oiled. And greased up.
I mean, I feel like that's any of his movies. But anyway, let's see. For me, I gave the dialogue a 5 because I said I was cracking up. Like, I don't know that they intended it to be that funny, but I thought it was hilarious. I did similar to you, Tim. I think most everything I had is like a 3 or a 4, but I did the opposite on music and cinematography. I dinged them for that because it felt like they were constantly like playing the classic rock when there didn't need to be music. Yeah. I was like, there doesn't need to be music in this scene. Like, just silence it for a second, please.
Yeah, I was on that same boat, by the way.
Yeah, and then cinematography, I was like, I mean, I guess they didn't do a bad job, but I was like, I didn't really think that it was like amazing, so I actually knocked it instead of probably putting it as not applicable.
I did not applicable for that.
Oh, see, I just knocked them because I was like, you could have done something
She's
amazing.
Brutal, man.
Yeah. I think in a lot of ways this is a product of its time because of the music and the topless males and the boobies flying everywhere, and just
that's true.
Like
they did
in a
fly
lot
everywhere.
Of ways it's the product of its time, but I mean, it has, at least it had me hooked for quite a bit. So flip on, and then my algorithm was like, oops, fell on this side of the fence, flip on. So I was like, okay, works for me.
Yeah, mine was on the fence too, for what it's worth.
I think with how long it is though, you're right, Tim. Like you either have to be in the mood or it has to be in the right section for you to be like, okay, I want to commit to this like repeatedly.
Yeah, that's very true. But moving on to next week, we're down to our last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes.
Dun, dun, dun.
What did I get, Sam?
Near and dear.
My near and dear.
Ooh. Are you picking Puss in Boots too?
He's
no.
He's picking a fucking kid's movie. Is what gonna do.
Well, typically, yeah. It's probably going to be, and I have one in mind because of Tim just saying that.
I knew it.
Nice.
If you like this episode, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FlipperFlicks. I guess we don't have to say it anymore, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm old. Follow along, see what we're doing. Interact if you'd like to.
Yeah, hit us up there. I don't know. You can also give us recommendations on other of those sites, or you can go to our website at www.flipperflix.com. Yeah, we do a couple recommendations each season, so we just love getting... We're trying to pander right now. We're trying to get you to come to our website, give us some clicks, and recommend us a movie, because, you know, we're going to have to pick those eventually, and more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
You can also, speaking of pandering, you can also rate us, rate and review us on Apple, Spotify now. Oh, we also do polls there occasionally, so that's always fun.
Answer Adam's questions.
Answer all of my questions, goddammit.
And if you're wondering, when can I catch these fools? You can catch us at 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. We're on Spotify, as Adam mentions, where he does his polls. We're on Apple, Google, Amazon. I believe you can subscribe on the various platforms, and that way you'll get like a push notification, or it'll come right into your queue, so that way you don't ever have to look at the clock on Thursday. It'll just be there for you.
Bye later.